Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, May the 22nd, 2006. 9-year-old child injured by army fire in Chibas. Army invades Batar village and arrests one resident. Israeli forces open fire on young Palestinians near university and shoot one 16-year-old in the neck. One resident arrested from Beit Arim village near Nablus. A 9-year-old child was injured by an Israeli bullet after the army entered the West Bank city of Chibas Monday morning. An IMEMC reporter in the area said that troops stormed the city and opened fire on local youth standing in the street. The name of the child still remains unknown. Mohamed Kabaha, 23, from the village of Barta, southwest of the West Bank city of Jenin, was arrested by the Israeli army on Monday. Troops entered the village and searched several homes, including Kabaha's house, before taking him to an unknown location, an IMEMC reporter in the city claimed. Israeli forces opened fire on several young people in the northern West Bank city of Chibas yesterday. The city and district are just to the southeast of Jenin and home of the Arab American University of Jenin. One boy was shot in the neck and hospitalized. Mohamed Abdul Mohsen Abu Hussein is 16 years old and lives with his family in Chibas. Eyewitnesses reported to the Palestinian News Network that an Israeli patrol fired at a number of young people passing near Chibas, wounding Abu Hussein with a bullet in his neck. He was transferred to Shahid Hospital and Dr. Khalil Suleiman performed his surgery. Montasa Hassan, 25, was arrested from the village of Beit Amrin, north of the West Bank city of Nablus, Monday morning. Troops entered the village and stormed residents' homes before arresting Hassan and taking him to an unknown location, eyewitnesses said. After setting up a temporary barrier at the Tamun crossroads near the entrance to the town of Tamun, south of Jenin, on Sunday evening, Israeli forces arrested four Palestinian citizens from the town. Palestinian security sources reported that the Israeli forces arrested Ziad Basharat, 30, Mansour Abul Urda, 20, Yihad Mansour, 15, and Abdul Sattar Ali, 16. The Israeli army invaded the village of Sabez in the West Bank city of Jenin and arrested one resident there while the whole city was under siege. The arrestee was identified as Wael Mohammed, 27. After troops surrounded his home and searched it, he was taken to an unknown location, his family reported. Soldiers have installed more checkpoints around the city and its villages, putting it under total siege. Residents must now be searched, then have their ID checked before they continue on their way in or out of the city, local sources said. Israeli armed troops stationed at Al Batan checkpoint east of the West Bank city of Nablus stopped residents from entering or leaving the city. The checkpoint is used on a daily basis by residents coming from surrounding villages and towns to enter the city of Nablus for education, health services and work. Soldiers also were detaining any men younger than 35 years old and checking ID cards before letting them return, local sources reported. Mohamed Abu Tamia, known to be a Fatah activist, was killed in Khan Yunis, a town in the Gaza Strip, after being shot by unknown gunmen Monday at dawn. According to medical sources in the town, Abu Tamia was hit by several live rounds and died shortly after. Another man, identified as Mohamed Abu Salah, was also injured in the attack. Palestinian security forces have insisted on an investigation to discover the reason of the attack and the group responsible for it. The Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Nablus Monday at dawn, shooting live rounds and sound bombs at residents' homes. The soldiers were provoking stone-throwing youth to create clashes, but their attempts failed, local residents said. Nablus city has been the scene of daily invasions, arrests and assassinations for the past month. A large group of Israeli troops stormed the West Bank city of Hebron in the southern West Bank and the nearby villages of Beit Uma and Ethna on Sunday morning, arresting six Palestinian citizens. Among the arrested was the vice mayor of the town of Ethna. The troops proceeded to ransack a number of Palestinian homes in the city and in the two villages. And And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Penny Quinton and Ghassan Benoura.